During your clinical rotations, you may have noticed that whenever we put patients on warfarin, we put them first on heparin for some time before we start them on warfarin. So why do we need to bridge warfarin with heparin first? The reason for this is warfarin is a vitamin K antagonist. So how it works is it antagonizes vitamin K, because of which factors 2, 7, 9, and 10 cannot be regenerated. However, what it also means is whatever amount of factors 2, 7, 9, and 10 is already formed will be there in the blood until it is eliminated. So when warfarin starts working depends on the half-lives of these factors. Now, warfarin also blocks protein C and protein S, which are natural anticoagulants. These natural anticoagulants block the action of factors 5 and factor 8. So now let's think about it. Let's say we have given warfarin to a patient. This patient will have factors 2, 7, 9, and 10. And warfarin is now blocking the production of the new 2, 7, 9, and 10 in the blood, which will take some time. But it will start blocking protein C and protein S earlier, as protein C and protein S have shorter half-lives compared to the factors we just mentioned. So for a brief period of time in our body, we'll have factors 2, 7, 9, and 10 in blood, but we'll not have protein C and protein S to block their action or to balance their action. So we are creating a procoagulant state, because of which there can be thrombosis leading to necrosis. We call this warfarin-induced necrosis. In order to prevent this from happening, we make sure that the patient is still receiving heparin when we start warfarin, because during that time, heparin will anticoagulate the patient. So after some time, when warfarin starts working, then it starts blocking the production of factor 2, 7, 9, and 10. And then we can check the INR of the patient. And when we find that INR is in the required therapeutic region, we can stop heparin and then you with warfarin. So this is in why we have to bridge warfarin with heparin. If you found this explanation useful, please share this article with your friends, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you.